Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah Khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Al-Buyutu Sakanun wa Tuma'nina. Homes are places of comfort and tranquility. Alhamdulillahilladhi wahabana al-buyuta fadlan minhu wa minna wa ja'alaha lana sakanan wa rahmah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, who gave us homes out of His generosity and beneficence, and who made them for us places of comfort and compassion. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the only unique one, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your salutations, peace and blessings upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, all of his family and companions, and whomsoever follows them in benevolence till the Day of Judgment. To proceed, I advise you and myself to embody a referential consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O worshippers, Allah Almighty says,
والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا.
And Allah made for you from your homes places of comfort and rest. In this noble verse, our Lord confers upon us the gift of having a home. A home in which our parents and children reside, and which serves as a place of shelter, an abode of happiness, and a sanctuary of stability and comfort. It is the place in which a person feels at ease and at peace, and experiences love and affection. How then do we achieve peace and tranquility in our homes? O servants of Allah, a believer enters his house invoking the remembrance of his Lord, in order to protect him from Satan, the accursed, and safeguard him and his family from his wicked whisperings and malicious promptings, and from his malevolence and evil temptations in their food, drink, when they are asleep, and when they are awake. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجْلُ بَيْتَهُ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا عَشَاءُ. When a man enters his house and mentions Allah's name on entering and on his food, the devil says, you have no place to spend the night and no evening meal. That is to say, the devil says to the other devils who hang out with him, Allah Most High has protected this man and his home from you through his invoking Allah's name and seeking his refuge and protection. When the believer continues to remember Allah Almighty and read and listen to the Holy Quran, then Allah Most High fills his house with life and vitality, and its inhabitants live a good, pleasant, and wholesome life. The believer should also perform a portion of his worship at home, for the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, used to allocate a portion of his ritual prayer for him to perform at home, and explain to us the excellence of doing so, saying,
صلوا أيها الناس في بيوتكم فإن أفضل الصلاة صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة.
O people, perform your voluntary ritual prayers in your homes, because the best ritual prayer of a man is the one that he performs at home, except the obligatory ritual prayers. In this way, the house of the believer shares with the mosque, the house of Allah, in bearing witness to his righteous and pious works, and thus will share in a portion of his worship and devotion, and the angels will descend upon his house in scores and give glad tidings of the reward and blessings that his family will enjoy. Likewise, it will increase the reward of his congregational prayer in the mosque manifold. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, says, تَطَوَّعُ الرَّجْلِ فِي بَيْتِهِ يَزِيدُ عَلَى تَطَوُّعِهِ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ كَفَضْلِ صَلَاةِ الْجَمَاعَةِ عَلَى صَلَاةِ الرَّجُلِ وَحْدَهِ. A person's voluntary worship at home is superior to his voluntary worship in the presence of people. In the same way, praying obligatory prayers in congregation is superior to a person praying alone and on his own. And should a man and his household participate in one or the other act of worship, then that will multiply the reward and attract Allah's mercy even more. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّى وَإِيقَظَ امْرَأَتَهُ فَصَلَّتْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ امْرَأَةً قَامَتْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّتْ وَإِيقَظَتْ زَوْجَهَا فَصَلَّى. May Allah have mercy on a man who gets up at night and prays. Then he wakes his wife and she prays. And may Allah have mercy on a woman who gets up at night and prays. Then she wakes her husband and he prays. How beautiful it is that Allah Most High gazes upon a family and they are bowing, prostrating to him, invoking his remembrance and reading his divine book. O Muslims, Allah Almighty wants us to spread peace in our homes, for he says,
فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً.
So when you enter homes, greet one another with salam, peace, a greeting prescribed by Allah, which is blessed and pleasant. That is to say, O people, when you enter your homes, then greet your wives and children with salam, peace, because the greeting of peace is blessed and sweet, which your Lord has ordered you to do, made it a source of blessing for your homes, and promised you great reward and huge recompense for engaging in it. Just as a person is keen to fill his home with goodness, belief and faith, as a way of following and emulating the example of the prophets and divine messengers, peace and blessings be upon them, Prophet Nuh, Noah, peace be upon him, says,
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِي مُؤْمِنًا.
My Lord, forgive me and my parents and him who enters my house believing and filled with faith. When a person upholds and maintains an atmosphere of iman, belief and faith in his home and amongst his family members, it will have an impact on the upbringing of his children, instilling in them noble values and exalted morals. This is then manifested in gatherings marked by love and affection between family members, like when they get together to sit around the dinner table or the study table, revising with one another, reinforcing praiseworthy customs and noble traditions, praising Allah for these blessings and bounties and asking Him for more. Consequently, the home becomes a point of departure for every beautiful trait and every noble and good practice. Indeed, from the good practices and beautiful social traits that emanate from the home is maintaining good family ties, keeping contact with one's near of kin and neighbors, because parents encourage the children to do so as well as doing so themselves, thus leading by example. Of the noble traits that stem from the home is showing solidarity and understanding for one another and taking care of one another. For here we find the sister of Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, describing the household that her brother was raised in, saying,
هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ.
Shall I point out to you a family who will rear him for you and take care of him, and who will act in good faith towards him? Thus Musa, peace and blessings be upon him, emerged from this home of his as one of the prophets of Allah Most High and one of the mighty and resolute messengers of Allah. We should therefore have great concern for our families and households and thus raise them correctly and carry out our responsibility completely and properly with respect to them. This is because Allah Almighty will hold us accountable for them and ask us concerning them. For the family is the nucleus of society, its cornerstone and its foundation. It is the first school from which generations of children graduate. Hence, if the family is right, functional and stable, then the building structure will be strong and secure, and its impact will manifest in society. O worshippers, part of the parents' responsibility towards their children is to warn them against everything that can cause them harm and be detrimental to them both in this life and the afterlife. Allah Most High says,
Ya أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا.
O you who believe, protect and safeguard your families against a fire. That is to say, protect your homes, children and families against evil, and place a barrier and shield between them and it, because of the evils that destroy families and bring down societies, is substance abuse, taking drugs, which is a worldwide problem and a global scourge from which the majority of countries suffer. It is therefore our incumbent duty towards our children and binding responsibility towards our families that we protect them and guard them against falling into the clutches of drug addiction, for it is temporary or permanent poisoning that wastes money, weakens health, and corrupts religion and morality. Also, of the kinds of addiction that are detrimental to the health of our sons and daughters and cause them to waste their time and effort is electronic and video game addiction, which the World Health Organization has warned against. And because it distances our children from reality and the real world, takes them away from their homes, severs them from the societies and communities in which they live, and exercises a negative impact on their lives. So let us look after the health of our children and the well-being of their bodies, minds and souls. And let us increase their awareness of the harms and detriments of drugs and drug dealers and the dangers of electronic and video game addiction. This is so our homes can live in happiness, tranquility and peace of mind, and so productive generations of children can emerge and graduate from them, generations that will benefit society and contribute to the upliftment, advancement and progress of our country. فاللهم زد بيوتنا سعادة وهناء ومودة ورحمة وجعلنا لك طائعين وبرسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مقتدين ووفقنا لطاعة من أمرتنا بطاعته في كتابك المبين حين قلت وأنت أصدق القائلين يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. This khutbah recording was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن الكريم أبو ظبي.